Welcome to Law You Should Know. The law affects every aspect of our lives, our home, our jobs, and our recreational activities. Now you can learn about the law and how to protect yourself against the loss of your liberty or property. Learn how to stand up for your rights and seek compensation when you have been wronged. Your host for Law You Should Know is attorney Kenneth J. Landau with the Mineola Law Firm of Shane, Doxton, Easy, and Corker. He's a member of the Committee on Professional Ethics of the Bar Association of Nassau County and counsel to the Nassau Academy of Law. And now, here is your host for Law You Should Know, attorney Kenneth J. Landau.
Hi, this is Ken Landau, and welcome to Law You Should Know. Today, we'll be discussing bicycle safety and safety for children as being on the street, playing their games, and also on bicycles. Our guest is attorney Howard Spiva, and he advocates on behalf of children who've suffered traumatic brain injuries. And you'll hear tips from him on how, as drivers or as bicyclists and pedestrians, we can avoid injuries. Howard, welcome to Law You Should Know.
Thank you, Ken. I'm honored to be here. Appreciate you having me.
I know that you have represented many children who have suffered traumatic brain injuries and accidents, and we're talking today about how to prevent them. Are injuries to children on bicycles and using other recreational equipment a big problem?
Absolutely. And to show that, you know, we've tried as a society to prevent it. I mean, if you think about it, skateboarders, bicyclists, baseball players, football players, you know, karate participants, not all states, but most states require helmets on bicycles and scooters and motorcycles. When I was a kid, you know, we thought we were not tough if we didn't wear a helmet. But this day and time, you know, bull riders wear helmets, and nobody's tougher than those guys. So, there are a lot of preventable injuries to people, especially to children, and especially traumatic brain injuries.
And if a child is, let's assume the child is wearing the helmet and they're out bicycling, what are some tips that you can give them to prevent an adverse encounter with a car?
Well, the first thing is a helmet should always be properly fitted and strapped on. You know, a lot of times you'll see, you know, hey, I'm cool, I've got my helmet on, but it's not strapped. It's literally of no use if it's not strapped on and if it doesn't fit properly. You know, the rules of the road, really, on a bicycle, for anyone, is the best way to keep safe. You know, again, each state, even municipalities, vary on their, you know, their laws for bicycles. I know y'all are, I know that you're based in New York, but New York laws are pretty similar to most states. You know, if somebody's under 1 year of age, they can't even be a passenger on a bicycle. If they're over one and they're a passenger, they have to not only wear a helmet, but they have to be in a, you know, a proper passenger seat. And then if they're under 14, they have to always be wearing a helmet.
And of course, it's a good idea for adults to wear helmets too, because traumatic brain injury can happen to them.
Absolutely. And some municipalities, you know, local ones will say, like, if you ride in our park in this city, everybody has to wear a helmet. But, you know, a lot of states, just like, you know, Florida and South Carolina, you know, they don't even make adults wear helmets on motorcycles. So, you know, some states just are not going to require it because they don't, you know, I guess they don't want to have too much regulations. They want to keep government out of our lives. But, yeah, I mean, I can tell you, having done this for over 30 years, you don't want to be on a bicycle and not have a helmet on, no matter how old you are.
Because it only takes a second for something to happen. And if it's a head injury, you may never recover from it.
Oh, yes. And, you know, let me tell you this. Here's something that shocks a lot of people. The Center for Disease Control said that when bicycle helmets were mandated, that 75% of traumatic brain injuries went away and 85% of fatalities went away. So if you're telling me I can put a plastic helmet on my kid's head and they have an 85% chance of surviving and they have a 75% chance of getting no injury at all, yes, I'm going to put a helmet on their head.
Now, of course, it's also important for them to ride responsibly and also for adult bicyclists to ride responsibly. So in terms of rules of the road generally or best practices, should they be riding with traffic? And on the same direction as traffic, and they should try to stay to the right as far as possible?
Absolutely. You're dead on. And I can tell you that riding against traffic is the number one cause of bicycle accidents because you can't, it's hard to get the perception. It's hard to guess where the person's going. You should ride, first of all, in New York, the law is, and in most states you should, first of all, you should ride in a bike lane if it's available. If a bike lane's not available, then you could ride on a shared sidewalk, you know, with pedestrians and other people. If neither of those are available, then you should ride on the road. You should ride to the right-hand side of the road, and you should act just as if you're a motor vehicle, and motor vehicles should treat you just as if you're a motor vehicle. You should use hand signs showing you're turning left, showing you're turning right, showing you're stopping. You should stop for stop signs, stop for traffic. You just have to follow the exact same rules as a motor vehicle. The only exception to the right lane is if you're in a real narrow lane, then perhaps you should ride in the middle of the lane so that vehicles approaching can see you very well and they know to, you know, stay to the left.
But you don't want to play chicken with a car or have a territorial issue with a car because you're going to be the loser if there's some kind of problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And even if a driver wants to yield to you, they may not always see you. And it's probably easier for you to turn or stop and get out of the way than for a car.
You're spot on. Absolutely. Because, you know, I mean, you know, motorcycles are often in wrecks because people don't see them. You know, people are out there. And unfortunately, this day and time, between 40% and 60% of all, whether it's a truck driver or I'm involved in a lot of federal cases with truck drivers or a regular car wreck or whatever, you know, people are distracted. You know, used to be it was eating a hamburger or putting on makeup, and now it's not just talking on a cell phone, but it's texting. And, you know, your visibility is already low. You know, people are looking for big vehicles. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, one thing is I would even go as far to say, you know, when you're on a bicycle, it's just like a car. Pedestrians have the right of way over you. You don't have superiority over a car, even though a car should, you know, they should consider you being smaller and more vulnerable. But, I mean, I would even, if I were coming up to an intersection and I were going to make a left-hand turn, you know, I think what I would probably do is go straight, get off of my bike, and wait till it's clear and walk it across the road and then get back in the right-hand lane. I wouldn't try to, you know, be a car and go out in the middle of an intersection where you could easily be struck.
And as you said, it's not just that vehicles may not want to acknowledge your rights to be on the road. They may not see you. And
yes.
You could be right in front of them. They're looking for other things. They're looking for headlights. They're looking for big vehicles. They're not really focused on you.
You're correct.
Does it help to wear, you know, bright clothing and use some lights if it's, you know, at night or dusk?
Yeah, in most states, and again, New York is one, you know, you're supposed to have reflective tape on your bicycle, reflectors on the pedals. You're supposed to have a headlight. You know, a lot of bicycle helmets have reflective stuff on it. I mean, it's a great idea to, even though it's not required by law, it's a great idea to wear these reflective vests like you might see with a record driver or a police traffic. I mean, if I'm out there and I'm on, you know, a little 10-pound bike or, you know, whatever, you know, I want to do everything I can for, you know, 4, 5, 10-ton vehicles to see me.
Right. So you want to maximize your visibility.
Yes.
Even if it's not required.
Correct.
Okay, and also, I don't know how the roads are where you are, but in New York, we have a lot of potholes. We have a lot of debris on the road. So those also can endanger the bicyclist. And sometimes they do bring lawsuits over the road conditions. But again, a little mishap with a pothole, it may not be much for a car, but in a bike, especially if you're going at a certain speed, it can easily throw you off the bike and cause injury. So you
absolutely
you really have to keep a close eye out for that.
I'm sorry, I was talking over you.
Oh, no, as you said, it's another reason to wear a helmet, but you also to keep a careful eye out for the road conditions.
Well, see, I'm in Georgia, so we just have dirt roads everywhere.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Sorry, everybody, all my Georgia friends. No, it's the same way. I mean, you know, I think infrastructures all over the United States, you know, have suffered due to the economies, and I think that, you know, everybody, all the roads could use some repaving and some fixing. You know, there's some states out there that are better than others. I noticed that a lot of times when I'm crossing the Georgia line going into Florida, I notice, wow, these roads look great, you know. And Georgia looks good where they've redone them, you know, in Atlanta and places like that. But, yeah, there's a lot of hazards out there. And, you know, you want to be as visible as you can. You want to follow the rules, and you want to wear a helmet, no question.
And what about in terms of positioning your bikes in relation to other bikes? I mean, sometimes people try to go in a formation with their family or with other riders. Are there any safe practices as far as that goes to avoid a rear-end collision?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're always safer to be in single file. New York does allow riders to ride double, no more than double. You can't have more than two bikes. However, if a vehicle is overtaking you, you're then required to make it back into single file. But, you know, me, I think you should stay to the right and be as close to the curb or the fog line or that you can. And, of course, we're talking about streets and roadways because a bicycle has no legal right to be on highways and interstates.
And also in terms of making sure there's a safe distance from bicycles ahead of you or in back of you, do you want to have a safe distance that allows you to safely stop your bike so you don't have like a rear-end collision or in case brought into it?
Just like a car, you want to have a safe distance and not be following too close because, you know, the person's coming along, they see a pothole, a rock, cat runs out in front of them, you know, they swerve, they slam on brakes, pedestrian steps out in front of them, and you want to have a clear enough distance that you can stop. You don't want to be wheel to wheel.
Right, or else they might just have a mishap themselves for whatever reason, and you don't want to be, you know, tripping over or, you know, colliding into them.
That's correct. I agree.
And tell us about your charity that you founded to help supply helmets to children.
Well, I do, you know, catastrophic injuries. And one day back in 1999, my sister, who's since passed away, and my wife and I, we were walking through the office, and we were looking at what I call the ego walls. Years ago, I took a picture with a client with a newspaper article showing our big verdict, and, it was big dust at the time. And, you know, since then, people say, hey, I want my picture on the wall. So we were looking at all the clients' pictures on the wall. My sister said, you know, we have a lot of children clients. We got all the pictures, put them together, hung them in one wall, and it ended up being like 30 or 40 pictures, and it was kind of a life-changing event because as we're standing there, we realized that every single one of those injuries were preventable. And we said, we can't go forward in life and not do something about this. A lot of times people will say, well, let me get this straight. You do a lot of traumatic brain injuries, but you're giving away helmets for free to kids to prevent them from getting brain injuries. And, you know, that's what we're about. We started giving them away, and then we formed a board of directors. We got hundreds of volunteers, and now we're in parades, and we go see special needs kids and health events and so forth. But let me tell you something that we learned as we went through that process. First, we learned the Center for Disease Control on the 75% reduction in injuries and the 85% reduction in traumatic brain injuries. Then what we later learned through the Center for Disease Control and the Pediatric Association is the number one cause of traumatic brain injuries in children under 5 nationwide is in car wrecks. Well, kids under 5 are in child safety seats. And so we, you know, it just hit us like a ton of bricks. We're like, you know, kids are wearing them in baseball, football, they're preventing injuries. And the most dangerous place for them to get a brain injury is in a car wreck. And we can put a plastic helmet on their head. And, you know, we said race car drivers wear helmets and they've got cars with roll bars and so forth. So we started giving away helmets to children to wear in child safety seats. We do events where police officers are there on their motorcycles, horses, you know, firemen are there with their helmets, soldiers are there with their helmets. And then, you know, we share with the kids, you know, we make helmets cool for kids. I mean, if it's Batman or Tron or Dora the Explorer or Paw Patrol or, you know, Batman, Captain America, any of the Avengers, Star Wars, you know, they're all wearing helmets.
Okay.
And well, so what we want a parent to do is when you're putting a kid in a child safety seat is to say, hey, you want to be a karate girl or a race car driver or, you know, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle? So we put stickers on there. We let them paint them. So what we do with our charity is we educate parents on the risk of traumatic brain injuries on bicycles, skateboards, you know, in car safety seats and so forth. And then what we do is we make helmets cool for the kids. And then we give the helmets to the child. We send them a birthday card with their picture on it wearing a helmet every year, reminding them if you're in our Helmet for Life program, come get a free helmet, whether you damage yours or you outgrow it.
Okay,
and that's really what Justice for Children is about.
Okay, and just give us the website so someone can get more information about the helmet program.
Heads, headsinhelmets.com. Or they can always go to spivalaw.com and just follow over to it. But this charity site is Heads and Helmet. If you type in helmets, brain injuries, Spiva, Howard, any of that, you'll go right to it.
Okay.
We're all over the internet.
Okay, we've got to take a short break now. In a moment, we'll continue our discussion about bicycle safety and how helmets can prevent devastating injuries. You're listening to attorney Howard Spiva, and this is Law You Should Know here on 90.3 WHPC, also on the internet at ncc.edu/WHPC. We'll be back in a moment.
This portion of programming on WHPC is brought to you on behalf of the Nassau County Bar Association, who wants you to know about ADR, Alternate Dispute Resolution, which can help you avoid costly, lengthy, and uncertain litigation in court. By resolving disputes through mediation or arbitration, it gives you control over who decides your case. A mediator helps all parties to reach an agreement they can live with, or an arbitrator selected by the parties hears and decides the case. Your attorney can still represent you, but you control who decides your case. ADR is faster and less stressful than fighting in court, and it is a great way to resolve divorce, employment, or commercial disputes. ADR is now offered through the Nassau County Bar Association. Find out more about how ADR can help resolve your dispute by calling 516-747-4070 or visit nassaubar.org.
Once again, we continue with Law You Should Know. From the Mineola Law Firm of Shane, Dox, Denise, Corker, and Sauer, here is attorney Kenneth J. Landau.
Hi, this is Ken Landau, and welcome back to Law You Should Know. We're talking about bicycle safety and how to avoid catastrophic brain injuries with attorney Howard Spiva. And as you've heard, he's based in Savannah, Georgia, and he started a helmet safety program. We'll give you that website again later in the program. Howard, I just want to go back to what can things that motorists and truckers can do to avoid injuring bicyclists? Is this a matter of attitude that and they have to be aware of and keep an eye out for bicycles on or near the roadway?
Absolutely. And the first thing they have to do is respect bicyclists because bicyclists have the exact same rules and they have the exact same rights to occupy the roadways as motorized vehicles. Sometimes people will get aggravated, you know, what are these people doing on the roadway? And, you know, just because they're in a bigger vehicle, they don't own the road. And they should respect them. I mean, okay, you slow down, you go around them, you get to, you know, the beach or your job or whatever 3 minutes later. But, you know, if you hit someone and cause them a brain injury, not only are you going to change the rest of their life, but they come and hire somebody like me and it's going to change the rest of your life.
So they have to also, you know, be aware of them and give them and keep a safe distance between their vehicle and the bicyclist.
That's a great point, Kim.
And I don't know if you have this problem in Georgia. I know in New York we actually have rules, you know, vehicle and traffic laws regarding the opening and closing of vehicle doors, you know, telling motorists that they have to make sure it's safe and clear before they open a vehicle door. Because, you know, one of those consequences of vehicle doors, it could get struck by another car. But also, if it's done right in front of a bicyclist, the bicyclist can slam into it and cause the bicyclist injury.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, in cities like, you know, downtown New York or, you know, the city New York and in big cities, you know, Atlanta, Georgia and places like that that are more congested, you know, that's much, much, much more important.
And do parents have a responsibility for teaching their children to ride responsibly, you know, and keep an eye out for motorists and not go in excessive speed or do anything dangerous?
Yes, the responsibility lies directly on the parents as far as making sure that the child is of the right age, if they're under the, you know, 1 year old to 5 years old, of making sure they're in the right kind of seat on the bicycle, and making sure that the helmet that they're wearing, that they are wearing a helmet, and that the helmet that they're wearing is properly sized and fitted, and, you know, has it strapped, and teaching the kids the responsibility. You know, you get on your bike, you put on a helmet, that's it. There's no, well, I'm just going next door, or I'm just going to the store. No, you get on your bike, you put on a helmet.
And
Same thing with a motorcycle.
And beyond the you know, the helmet issue, which is a given, they also have responsibility, just like they might teach them and go over with them and monitor them and driving a car. They should do the same thing with a bicycle, because it only takes 1 second for something to happen.
Yeah, and there's a lot of bicycle safety courses, and some of them they give, you know, quote, bicycle license. And they're not really something sanctioned by the state, but it's, you know, gives the kid pride, and they learn the hand signals, and they learn the rules of the road. I mean, a child getting on a bicycle, riding on the road at, you know, 14 years old needs to know the exact same thing that a 16 or 17 year old needs to know. It's climbing into a car.
And also especially that, you know, a car may not see them or be aware of their responsibilities to bicycles, so they have to ride defensively.
Absolutely.
Any other tips? I mean, you mentioned earlier that most of these accidents are preventable, and of course injuries are preventable through the greater use of helmets. Any other tips you have for the bicyclist on preventing bicycle injuries?
I think being hyper aware of what's going on around you, and, you know, staying to the right of the road, following the rules, wearing a helmet, wearing bright clothes, wearing reflective things. And I think all of those come together as some of them are required by law, some of them are common sense. I think all of them taken as a whole, you know, you got to understand how serious just even a bump from a car, you know, the difference in weight. You know, I often tell people that, you know, a train hitting a car is the same thing as an 18-wheeler hitting a gallon of milk, you know. And so the same thing, you know, a car hitting a bicyclist is just so much proportionally bigger, even just a little bump. You know, I've even seen angry, you know, car drivers want to teach that person a lesson and kind of swerve over a little bit just to knock them off the road, and, you know, that's that can be fatal. But we try to, you know, we try to raise this awareness. We go to events. You know, I'm in Savannah, Georgia, but I travel all over the country on cases. We started an ambassador program. We've got two law firms in Texas doing this. We're opening it up for law firms all over the country to do the same thing that we're doing. And, you know, one of the things that we do to raise money to buy helmets, because we buy them by the tens of thousands and give them away regardless of the person, you know, how old they are or what their income is. You know, like, for example, I published a book called Winning Your Case. It's a bestseller on Amazon. All the proceeds go to buying helmets. It helps people find a lawyer. And it's not self-serving. It's not just for injuries. It's for a dispute with your neighbor, a bankruptcy, a divorce, whatever. And it just gives you 21 questions to ask so that you'll know, you know, what to look for in a lawyer, instead of maybe relying on an actor on TV or something like that. You know, like you, you're an attorney. People can hear you and get to know your personality and understand that you're a good person and a good lawyer. But otherwise, they're, you know what, searching online or watching TV. So we try to do things that are community driven, and things like that, like the Winning Your Case. You know, all those proceeds go to buying helmets. I think the book's like $19.95, so that's four helmets it puts on a child, or they can get the book for, you know, ebook for $3 or something like that. As a matter of fact, if anybody's ever in Savannah, they can stop by and we'll give them a free copy, just like we give away the helmets and lots of other items, because we're all about safety and community service and trying to give back to the community.
And just to reiterate, your guidance to motorists and truckers out there is just to remember the bicyclists have the right to be on the road and to be aware of their presence and keep an eye out for them.
And treat them just as you would any other vehicle on the road.
And maybe a little better, because, you know, it's not a level playing field.
No, it's not.
And just us the website again.
Yeah, the charity website is headsandhelmets.com. And if for some reason you're driving in the car and you can't write that down or you forget, just, my name is Spiva, S-P-I-V-A. Just Google that, Google helmets. And even if you end up on my website, there's a link there that takes you to it. But headsandhelmet.com, it's the Justice for Children Foundation. And I can promise you, if you put any of the terms you heard us talking about, it's going to come up because we're all over the internet.
And as you mentioned earlier, it's very important for parents to create an awareness of safety in their, even if their children are teenagers, in terms of preventing an accident, a catastrophic accident.
Yeah, I would say especially if they're teenagers.
Right. So that's what I mean. It goes beyond the helmets. Like they would encourage responsibility if they were giving them the keys to a car.
Right.
Things can happen very quickly and very devastating with a bicycle.
Yeah, and of course, I'm just going by knowing how my judgment was when I was a teenager, that it's especially important to give them guidance. A younger kid sometimes will look up to you and listen to you, and teenagers can be a little more resistant. Ah, come on, I don't want to wear this. I think you've given great advice.
But as you said before, there are a lot more distractions of drivers, and drivers are busy, they're tired, the roads are more crowded. So the last thing on their mind is about keeping an eye out and avoiding, an adverse consequence to a bicyclist.
Yeah, and there's so much distracted driving. I would say that 40 to 60% of the cases that I get now that involve tractor trailers or cars involve someone on the cell phone or texting. And actually, I would rather have a drunk driver out there than someone texting, because at least a drunk driver is paranoid and looking around for the cops. And the texter is looking down at their screen. And so it's a very dangerous problem.
And also, if you're a bicyclist, and we have this problem in New York a lot, if you're a bicyclist along some part of the truck driver may not even see you because there's many blind spots. And if they're making
absolutely.
A turn, that's a big operation. If a bus or a truck is turning, they're just not going to see you, and you're going to get squashed like a fly.
Yeah, you're right. And they do the same thing. It's the same problem with cars, and so bicycles are even worse.
In terms of visibility and avoiding an adverse impact.
Right.
I wish we had more time, but I'd like to thank our guest, Attorney Howard Spiva. And you've heard that you can get a free helmet and other information on bicycle safety by going to headsinhelmets.com. And he's also based in Savannah, Georgia. You're listening to Law You Should Know here on 90.3 WHPC and also over the internet at ncc.edu/WHPC. This and many other programs on HPC can be found by searching WHPC on iTunes. Please join us next week at this same time for another program on Law You Should Know.